The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter will be a forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Hello and welcome to Making Life Brighter. We're broadcasting to you live down in Abajania, Brazil, coming to you all the way from down under and over. This is so much fun because I'm still down here at John of God. And what's happened is that I was about to come home a little bit early so I could be doing this show from California for you. However, my plane broke. And that's a little bit serendipitous, but it's always perfect. So I'm bringing to you all the fabulous energy from Abajania, Brazil and John of God down here. And today I have some special guests that are going to join us. Our featured guest today is Diane Collins, and she will be on in just a little bit. But I wanted to share with you first some of the amazing things that are happening down here, where I call it serendipity and synchronicity is always in play here. It's never a time where you have to wonder or fret about anything. Because in fact, what will happen is whatever you need always comes. And people, as soon as they leave here and they get back to their home life and work, they say, oh, I miss it. I so miss it. And so the guest I'm going to have on the very end segment, Mark Wallace, was featured in the second show that I did on John Scott. If you haven't heard of the shows, you probably want to go to the archives and check out the archives, where he tells about his first trip here and all the stories that he had. It was really amazing. And he's going to tell you about an even more amazing follow-up at the end of this show, because he got a physical surgery. So we're going to hear from him later. But first, I want to begin with our amazing future guest today, Diane Collins, because she has turned the tide on quantum thinking. As we go forward, we're going to be more of what she's been talking about in her book and what she's been telling and teaching across the world in the last few years in her life, and what she's so passionate about. And it's going to kind of bring to the forefront what we're moving toward and evolving toward as a human race. And she's really dialed into this. I can't wait to share her book with you. And since I'm broadcasting live today, which is sort of additionally serious, I'm broadcasting, which is really a bit like going to fifth dimension. And people think that this morning sounds silly, but it's really not. It's really a different frequency, and it's a literally a different dimension all the way around. And so it's a perfect show to bring to you live, because she's in Miami, Brazil, and sitting in the fifth dimension. We're going to talk about how to access that and how she teach you to access that through your book, and also tap into fifth dimensional frequencies, where the world is so much sweeter and easier. Everything that you need just kind of appears, and your intention comes to fruition very, very quickly. So with that, I'd like to introduce to you Diane Collins. And Diane is the award-winning author of a special book called Do You Want to Think? New Things Will Rock Your World. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you so much. You know, it's so funny, Winifred. I was thinking, well, we really have to go into other dimensions here and use our intuition, because I know you're in Brazil, and I don't know how it is for the listeners, but for me, I can barely hear the words that you're saying in terms of the sound quality. And I know
Can you hear me now?
A little bit. So I'm thinking, huh, this is really interesting because I thought, oh no, how are we going to do this show? I can't hear what Winifred
is saying. No, I'm sure they can hear clearly. It's because of our Skype internet connection way down here in Brazil. But tell us a little bit about how you got started in this.
Okay, great. You're coming in a little bit clearer now. Well, I'll tell you what happened is that as I've always been thoughtful, I was born, you know, to a metaphysician, you know, interested in metaphysics, really interested in everything, Winifred. And what I was most interested in is having the world work in a way that we expect it to work, that we expect ourselves to live the virtues of, you know, love and compassion and kind-heartedness and all the good stuff. And yet when I looked in, and also the second aspect of that was, you know, when as whatever age you are at in your life, whatever stage in your life, you're always saying, you know, what do I really want? What do I want to create? What's my contribution? How do I live my purpose? What is the nature of reality? What is it all about? How do I fit in? You know, all these questions. I'm sure you've had them as well as everyone listening.
Absolutely.
So, you know, but when I looked in the world as a teenager, it seemed to me there was this really big disconnect, this great chasm between how we aspire to be and how we were actually being with one another. And of course, we're seeing that today in the world. We're seeing simultaneously that if you're at all tuned in, and I, of course, you are, that we realize that we're going through a great transformation of humanity, the next evolution. It's really an evolution in consciousness. It's an awakening to our connectedness, to our multidimensionality, to how can we really master what it means to have a fabulous life on this planet, in this world, for ourselves, our communities, our families, and for each other. And, you know, so anyway, to just get to the point. So as I was saying, okay, well, in order to create what you really want, you have to know the dynamics of what enables us to create anything. You know, we're born, we say, in the image of divine, we wake up, and to a great extent, we are here to create, and we have facilities to create. So you, along the way, you come across, as you think, so you become. Now, even if you never studied science of mind or anything of that nature, just pure logic, we realize that our habits of thinking are shaping how we experience life and give rise to our actions and therefore to all our results. This is how quantum think came about. So I thought, being a bit maverick and, you know, always questioning since I was born, I said, well, if all you had to do is change your thought to change your life, to change the world, well, why does my life still look the way it does? Why does it, you know, the news headlines look the way they do? And that's when I had my revelation. What I call my revelation is that we imagine that we think freely, independently, that we're choosing our thoughts every moment, and in fact, we have the opportunity to do that, but to the extent that we are in automatic mind and thought patterns, we're not actually choosing. It looks like we are, but really we're in reaction to circumstance, and that this is governed by the overarching world view, and very simply, what we believe to be true about the nature of reality and how it works. So if you go down, for example, to John of God, or if you're even, you know, you're telling people about it and you're taking people on trips there, I'm going to go with you one of these days, Winifred. And, you know, you wonder, well, why do people resist that that is real and valid? Well, because we're in a quantum age. We have much more information and knowledge and proof of the nature of our faculties of mind and how they relate to the way we create everything in life that we experience, or at least our experience of it. Let's make it very simple. We have 100% jurisdiction over our experience of circumstances, and that generates, in turn, what gets, you know, what we emanate and what we attract. But we're in a quantum age, and yet our thinking is very much conditioned as a human culture by what I lovingly call the old world view, the industrial age. It's called the age of machines. It gave rise to machines. So not to insult, but in many ways, at that stage of evolution, we became automatic and mechanical too. So the bottom line is that whatever you're doing in life, you have to deal with your mind, you know, rich or poor, young or old, black or white, male or female. We all have to deal with our mind because that is what is giving us our experience of life, our relationship to mind. So what I realize is that the ancient wisdom, universal to all spiritual traditions, and the modern science, hence the word, you know, quantum, the famous buzzword of today, that they are re-merging, that the science is proving the wisdom. And a very fundamental shift that has been made in the last 100 years in science is that it's a mind-based, not a physical-based reality. And so when you think about John of God or energy healing or intuitive healing, anything about this, or that your thoughts and your intent and your intention does have an effect, we do have mind-to-mind and mind-to-matter influence with our own mind. Then it came to me that what if I could just, you know, there were like these two realities, the old world, limited, one-dimensional, physical only, I'll see it, I'll believe it when I see it reality. And then there's this other one that your listeners, I'm sure, are there for, listening to. And I thought, if I could put this all together, let's just make it simple for people, because people know about mindfulness over here, you know, smatterings, little bits and pieces of it. And put it into a system of thinking that's actually generated from the more accurate and up-to-date knowledge of reality. Make it simple, make it easy, make it quick, and make it available and accessible so that we can start living in a more expansive view, in sync with the way nature actually works rather than the way it doesn't. And that's thanks, by the way.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. We're broadcasting live from Abajania, Brazil, down at John of God. And today we have special guest Diane Collins telling us about her discovery of quantum thinking and how it's changed her life and how she's now going to bring that to the forefront for you. She wrote the book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. So we're back with Diane Collins. So Diane, you were talking about how our subconscious mind...
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype. Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to
Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype. Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Need credit repair? The Federal Credit and Business Police, the FTC, state they've never seen a legal credit repair clinic. If those so-called credit repair and debt negotiator illegals are not smart enough to get legal, what makes them smart enough to solve your credit problems?
Hi, I'm Bruce Danielson, founder of First Stone Credit Counseling, the one company that is U.S. Treasury approved and competent to do credit file restoration. We're not collectors in disguise or consumer ripoff artists. In fact, First Stone is a consumer advocate credit file restorer with a U.S. Treasury 501c3 nonprofit certification who has resolved thousands of...
The evolution of to realize that we're here to live in back to our spiritual body and take the knowledge we've learned from this lifetime into our being, our presence into the spiritual world. That to me is exactly what it is. And I think that's where... No, I don't think. I know that's where I'm living because I asked the entity 3-4 days ago a particular question, and next thing I knew, I was in the blessing room, the operations room, and I said to the person, what's this piece of paper mean? I have no idea what it... Where's... this? I don't understand what this is. And they said, oh, that's your herbs. Because the entity said it's medicine only. I didn't get an operation. And it's like you're taken away, but you're still there. But when you come back to your consciousness, it's just like, hello, what happened there? You don't know. And that's living a spiritual life for me.
John's been living here for several years, and he is a staple of love in this community. As you pass by and you interact with John, it's an experience you walk away with that is unlike any other. When I first came here, John was someone that I reached out to, and he immediately reached back and he said to me, it's all perfect. It's all done. It's already done. And at that moment, I had an inkling of what he meant, but I didn't really understand until much later. Several trips later, several surgeries later, several groups later, I came to understand more of what he was speaking of. And when he says it's already been done...
When you come here, you don't even realize, but you get a belief in yourself. And then whatever you say is what is going to happen, because you believe in yourself. And that is the biggest thing to increase your faith, is a belief in yourself.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. When I first came here, I brought a woman that was dying of cancer, and she had like 2 weeks left to live, and she was cured by one surgery. And she had a football-sized tumor in her gut, embolisms in her lungs, in her leg, tumors in her lungs, and the one surgery just began to heal the whole thing. And by the time she got home, she had mere specks in her lungs on the x-ray. Unfortunately, a medical system back home gave her the wrong chemo and rocked her immune system to the point where it was difficult for her to recover.
and yet she could have. She chose not to, but what she did do is get her spirituality in order to a place where she was okay with anything that took place, and she would begin to drift over into the other realm and see all the great masters and saints and come back and tell her doctors how beautiful it was and all the beauty that she had experienced. And she began to change the hospital ward by sharing with them her experience here, what had happened to her, as well as what had happened since her heart opened and she began to realize her true self, her highest self. And that was the transformation, moreover than her physical healing, that happened for her.
The entities don't extend or shorten our lives. They give us a better quality of life, and however long that needs to be, when they bring us here, because we are all brought here at a particular time for an extension of life, for an extension of the beauty of life that we experience by living in the moment. And they don't extend life, they don't shorten life, but what they do is the will of God or the divine consciousness to let us experience our journey so we have the ability to fulfill our journey and our life's mission. And that's particularly why I'm here, is fulfilling my mission of life in whichever way I can. Something I agreed to before I was born. And every decision I've ever made in my life has led me to where being here and doing what I'm doing. And I agreed to it before I was born. A question was asked of the entity by a person who lived here. He said to the entity, he said, "Father, why does not everyone who come here be cured?" And the answer back to him was, "My son, we can only do what God allows us to do." But they bring us here knowing what's going to happen. And doesn't matter how long it is, but they bring us here for that particular reason, so we have the chance to fulfill our journey of life and a mission that we agreed to, so we can ascend in transition to our beautiful place in the spiritual world rather than come back here. And that's what this place is all. Do live and embrace everything that happens here for your spiritual evolution of your life, because the next life will be one that you can't even dream of, but you live it.
I feel like every time I come here that I'm in a whole nother dimension, and the things that happen here appear to happen so easily as opposed to when you go back to the States or you go back to your country, because it feels like the energy is more dense there. The synchronicities and the serendipity is there, but it's more difficult for us to remember to see because we have so much distraction and the energy's there. Whereas here, it's sweeter. Time expands theoretically and literally. And it seems like everything's in flow. Just every time I come, "Oh, I need a bicycle." Someone says, "Hey, would you like to borrow my bike? Oh, I need to speak to so-and-so." And here they come and they walk by. I'm sure that happens everywhere. But here you are present, more easily present to witness this and have this so that you can realize the beauty and the gift that's being given to you every day, 24/7, in love. I was saying to someone, you know, the world is conspiring against us in love, if we'll receive it. We're going to take a break now, but we'll be back and we're going to hear John Paris's answer to my monologue on love. And you can find us on Facebook at MakingLifeBrighter.com and Twitter. And if you have a comment, feel free to email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered trans medium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel and VoiceAmerica.com. We've been talking today with John Paris down here in Abujam, Brazil, and he's going to answer the long monologue I had at the end of the last segment regarding love. John?
I could not understand that expression of love. Because to me, when I first came here, I thought, it's romantic love. What do you mean romantic love? But what it is unconditional love.
Yeah, unconditional love is right.
Total unconditional love, mm-hmm. where you respect everything of creation and you love everything of creation or have a caring not to injure or not to be in detriment of anything that's been created, because then you're in sync with the Creator's whole evolution, because everything has a chance to evolve, not just us. And that's unconditional love, to respect every single thing that comes across your path.
That's beautiful. That is so true. And what happens here more than anything else that I see is what I keep calling heart opening, and people become compassionate toward other people's suffering, toward other people in general, and they go home and they're better people. They're kinder, they're sweeter, they're humbled, they're happy, they have light in their eyes, and they smile again where they couldn't before. They block themselves and suddenly they're free.
Correct.
Well, John, when I first came here, I didn't know that I was going to get physical surgery, and I didn't know that I was going to be a surrogate for someone that had leukemia. And the entity took me up on stage, and when he touched his hand to my head, I have never in my life felt so much love, ever in my life, feel that kind of physical touch translate into a love. And this opaque and white light came blazing into my brain. And it was the best feeling I ever had. I felt safe. I felt cared for. I felt that no matter what he did to me, I was going to be fine. And I was. And at the same time, he was healing this woman back in Salt Lake City, Utah. And she had a rare leukemia, was in chemo. And a month later, they came back to her after that, I did that surgery. And they said, well, we must have made a mistake. We must have misdiagnosed you. This is strange, but you don't have leukemia at all.
That's this place. There's no other thing. It's not magic. It's just love. It's just pure, unconditional love. Because one man said to me one day at Fruity's bar up here, he said, I'm sure the entities hate me. I said, you're right, they do. He said, because every time I go home, every time I'm in the line, the entities just pass me through and go and sit in current. I said, yeah, they do hate you. Because you're not only wasting your time, you're wasting their time. right? Why don't you just sit there and do your work? They love you so much that will give you all the answers to all the questions that you ever have. And he started to cry and he said, you're so right. And he started to cry. Because that's truth and that's love.
That is love. Your love.
Yay!
You know, when I had a group here, about a year or so ago, and this speaks to the serendipity that all is taken care of, all is perfect, and all is looked out for. I sent in my group to surgery, and like the good mother, I stood outside the door waiting for them. And suddenly I heard the entity come out on stage. So I walked up and thought, well, while they're getting surgery, I'll film this. So he's going to do physical surgeries. And the next thing I know, he's looking at me. And he's looking right at me. And I'm like, oh, no. And the next thing I know, he's got his hands on my shoulders. And he's putting my head in the prayer triangle. And Diego, the translator, standing next to me, and he's starting to laugh. And I look at him, I'm like, uh-oh, I have people in surgery. I can't be up here. I can't do this, because I was about to get physical surgery. And he said, close your eyes and be quiet. I said, but I have people. Where they're going to look for me when they come out. What's going to happen? He goes, it's taken care of. Just be quiet. Close your eyes. And I did. And sure enough, you know, I went into rapid eye movement, and my eyes sort of rolled back in my head, if you will, and I became very numb. And again, I wasn't frightened at all. I didn't know what he would do to me because I didn't know what was wrong. Well, the previous day when I went in front of him, I asked him if he could help me with my gut because I had gained weight in my belly and I had seemingly something amiss in my gut. So sure enough, he lifted up my shirt, went straight for the area left of my belly button, cut me open. I later found out, because I couldn't see any of this, I was with my eyes closed, that he put his fingers in me and cauterized a hernia that I had. He put it back in me and cauterized it, and he turned around with his fingers in me and asked a doctor from another country, if you don't believe this, would you like to come up and put your fingers in her so you can see this is real? And he said, no, no. And so the whole while I'm thinking, oh, my poor people. Oh, no, my poor people. What kind of guide am I? So then he sewed me up. And I went into the infirmary and had the rest of the session, and it was beautiful. Well, as they'll have it, I got a physical surgery, and this is a real thing with real stitches now, not just invisible stitches. But I was up and running, you know, within 24 hours or less, actually, so I could help the people. And I went back to him, and I showed him what it was because the tape was giving me irritation. He goes, surgery again tomorrow morning. I said, but I have my people. I can't leave them. He goes, all is taken care of. You'll be up in 2 hours. And that's what they do. When I come and I have people, if I have to go down for surgery, they do the surgery of whatever it is, and then they have me up and going to continue to help the people. If you've ever had this kind of surgery, you realize it just knocks you out. You're really under anesthesia and you can't really move, but the entities fix it, so I get what I need, and off I go, and I'm able to help them again. But here's the fun part about this story. They came out of surgery looking for me. Like lost sheep, where did our mother go? And of course, I was in the infirmary at that point. And someone who knew us as a group came along and said, are you looking for Winifred? Yes, where is she? Oh, she had surgery. Just get in the cab and go home. And they did, and all was well. And I came back and I served them soup and all was perfect.
All is always well. There's one particular lady that I know came from another country, and she had all the pictures of people from that country in a folder. And we were talking during lunchtime. And then she went in the afternoon line. And she said, oh, I forgot the folder. She went back, the folder wasn't there. And then she went in the line again. And then he said, don't worry about them, I'm looking after them already. He had the folder.
Oh, that is so fantastic. That's been, see, it's always perfect. It's always perfect.
Always.
And people say, oh, I'm so frightened, I can't go there, I'm so scared. I had some people this trip. No, I don't think I can do it. What if the water's bad there? What if I get sick and I can't, you know? I said, you're going to the greatest spiritual hospital in the world. You're going to a place where people heal. There's nothing to fear. In fact, the ego sometimes is so strong in people. And this one woman in particular has terrible back pain. And after her first surgery, she had even worse back pain. It was even, you know, exacerbated that much more. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. We'll go again today and we'll you know, have you walk in front of him. Oh, no, I can't make it. My back hurts too much. I can't do it. Yes, you'll go. No, no, I can't go. Yes, you're going to go. If I have to drag you there, you're going to go. Okay. So she gets into the hall. And, of course, the session is delayed, and it's longer. And she sits there for 4.5 hours. And by the time she goes in front of the entity, the back pain is gone.
They work all the time. The moment you come on this side of the highway, the entity's already working. Just trust. And that's another thing. It's not only the trust that you have, it's the courage to trust.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes. You can find us on Facebook at MakingLifeBrighter.com and Twitter. And if you have a comment, feel free to email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered trans medium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
So we're here with Dan and Beverly, who are visiting Abajania for the first time, and they were called here by the entity after they went to see John of God in Toronto. And during their surgery in Toronto, the entity personally invited the group that was having surgery to come down here at some point in the future because the people that were sitting together in that room needed something additional, and the entity knew that. So they're here with us today from California on their first trip down here. Welcome.
Hello.
So tell us a little bit about what brought you here and what it was like to get here and what you experienced when you first arrived.
Well, I came because I have a stomach and bowel issue. I have a stricture in my small bowel, and it was giving me a lot of pain and trouble. Every time I ate, I would have to lie down, and I'd have a lot of pain.
And when you came down here, or since you've been here, have you had any trouble with your bowel?
No, interestingly, I did expect that I would be treated. I did have some training in my youth in a religion called Christian Science, where we did have spiritual-based treatments. And so I knew that I would be taken care of. Interestingly, when I landed in Brasilia, I thought that I would have a healing and the pain diminished. I was able to eat every day without discomfort.
That's amazing, because I know how much pain you've been in the past. It's been a real struggle for you, and you seem to be at ease this entire trip.
Yes, I have been, and I was looking forward to the various venues that go on in the CASA. But interestingly, before I even attended any of them, I didn't have any pain. I didn't have any discomfort when I ate. So I kind of thought that it was actually being handled before I even attended the various workshops.
Like the CASA gathering and then going through to see the entity and all that. So you thought about this more as a spiritual journey rather than a physical journey for physical healing.
Well, kind of both. I did want to grow spiritually. I wanted to explore the various things that go on in the CASA and, you know, keep an open mind. To be honest, I didn't really feel that everything that I've heard about in the past was really possible, but I did keep an open mind.
And what do you feel now that you've experienced surgeries and seen the entity sort of in the house of Dominos?
Well, there's no question in my mind what I've seen is really happening. I see some physical surgeries. I experienced witnessing some of those physical surgeries, and the things that went on appear to be not possible in medical science, but they do happen, and they happen every week, a couple times a week maybe.
And you basically said the first surgery you had, it was difficult for you to feel anything. You didn't really notice any difference. But the second surgery you had a tremendous change. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I went through the very first day. I went through the spiritual surgery. They call it intervention. And I went through without any feeling, any physical feeling, whereas my wife had quite a bit of physical feeling. And I didn't feel a thing. I didn't feel any better, but I definitely didn't feel any worse. And so it was really kind of uneventful for me, although I did feel a little bit uplifted by the actual process.
And what about the second surgery? What happened to you after your second surgery?
Well, the second surgery was very interesting. I felt a very spiritual presence. For me, it's difficult to explain, but it's a feeling that the environment is very, very heavy, and I was kind of in and out all the time. Not out of consciousness, but just kind of drowsy and relaxed.
How about you, Beverly? You came here with some chronic back issues, and you've been going through what we might call a little bit of spiritual suffering as you work it out, but what's been your basic experience of coming down to Brazil?
I always knew that we would come here. I was getting that message pretty loud and clear. And when Dan first said, okay, I think it's time for us to go, everything just fell into place. Everything for the trip, the visas, the plane tickets, the accommodation, everything. It was just so smooth, and in such a short period of time, I knew it had to be divinely planned. And I knew that the entities were working for us. Also, when we got to the airport, Dan was in a lot of pain. But the minute we got on the plane, the pain dissipated. As for myself, I was in quite a lot of pain and have been for the last couple of months. So I didn't really expect what would happen to me. I experienced a lot of release at the waterfalls. I think it was a lot of spiritual growth and a lot of past pain. And then actually going before the entities, it's very powerful and overwhelming for me, because I just feel that unconditional, non-judgmental love. And it just reduces me to tears every time. So after the first surgery, I woke up in the middle of the night in a lot of pain. And in the morning, I felt that it was difficult to walk without the aid of my husband. But it was amazing to go back to the CASA and sit in the Great Hall and actually feel the energy uplifting me and taking the pain away. The second day, I was completely pain-free by the afternoon. By the time we walked through the entity line, I could walk without help, and it was really, really amazing.
So now that you've had a second surgery as well, how do you feel, and what did you experience in your second surgery?
Well, my second surgery was a little different in the fact that I woke up in the middle of the night feeling so positive and so great, and that all is well, and that I think that I have just a bit of a difficult time letting go.
That seems to be something that everybody experiences here at some point, so that's to be expected.
Yeah, and for me, I think also I've had this pain for 11 years and trying to retrain and reprogram myself to just forget that I even had pain, I think is one of my challenges. But I heard a tape of Wayne Dyer years ago where he said, just pack it up and put it in a suitcase and leave it at the station. And that's what I've been trying to practice.
Well, Wayne Dyer was also healed by the entities, St. Francis of Assisi specifically, I believe, with a surrogate surgery, as he speaks of.
Leukemia. Yeah.
He had leukemia. So you feel more relief today than you did yesterday. Would that be... No, you feel more today. Okay, so you're still walking through the intensity of it, but you feel relief at different times. Like you'll feel something and then you feel relief again, like when you're sitting in the Great Hall or when you go through the current to see the entity. What was it like for both of you to see the entity and either touch his hand or just stand in front of him this time? Because you're not in Toronto where, you know, thousands of people are passing by in a large convention center. This is different. So what was that like for both of you?
For me, when I had my second intervention, I could hear the entity's voice. At first, he wasn't there, and I did feel a little bit of heaviness. But when he showed up and started talking, it was a huge change. It's hard to describe, but all I can say is it felt very, very heavy in environment, almost like you're in water, or underwater. But it was very uplifting.
How about you, Beverly?
The powerful energy when he talks just kind of immobilizes you. I try to move in my chair and it kind of held me, pinned me down. But in myself, I felt like nothing seemed to matter anymore. And, you know, the things that we worry about on a day-to-day basis just seem so insignificant. For me, I could only think about things that I'd said to people that might have hurt them or... It's going to make me cry again. Not that I've intentionally ever said anything to hurt people, but that kind of, you know, asking for forgiveness and knowing that this man was there blessing everyone, healing them, that he didn't even know and could love them unconditionally is just, it's just so powerful to me.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's like when you first walk through that doorway from the Great Hall into the current room. And you can feel that swoosh of, wow, we're in a different energy field suddenly, and it's overwhelming. There's not anybody that I've known that hasn't been affected by that when they walk through. And it's very different, I think, than when you're in a large convention center. Now, whenever they travel, and he travels like you experienced in Toronto, you don't know what to expect, and it's so new. There's still that feeling. But there's something so special about this area, I think. It sits on a crystal vortex. It sits on a granite bed up here in Abidjania. And it's got an energy in it, but all the giant crystals in the current room add to that. And all the prayer that goes on in there adds to that feeling. And when you walk through the door, your heart just can't help but open. You feel the angels just like you do at the waterfall, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
You see, that waterfall is sort of like one of the wonders of the world, and it's considered that, even by the great masters. It's private, though, and you can't go down there without permission by the entity and with somebody, like that's a guide. So it's not open to the public. You can't just go experience it. And it's a very, very, very sacred place with thousands and thousands of angels as you step under it. And it's like a bit like walking into the current room, where you feel like you're walking into the human car wash, and... Everything's cleansing off of you. What did you feel when you went under the waterfall, Beverly?
I was so shocked at how cold it was. I couldn't even breathe. But when I came out, I felt like there was a warm blanket that was put around me, and that was really pleasant. But like I said, I felt some kind of spiritual uplifting there, because on my last visit, when everyone else was saying how cold it was, I felt that I had to stay. I kind of got this message that to stay there till the pain was washed away, and I was pleasantly surprised at how warm the water was, and I just stayed under the waterfall. So those are my experiences.
Well, that's wonderful. thank you for speaking with us. Wishing you all the best in your return. You have one more day here that you get to explore and enjoy and take in the beautiful energy and absorb all the love in the casa and visit the prayer triangles and just everything about this magical place. I say magical. My friend John Paris says divine. I say it's divine. I call it divinely magical or magically divine. But thank you, and wishing you both a very, very pleasant rest of your time here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan and Beverly and John Paris earlier in the show today. You're listening to the Making Life Brighter show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to tune in next week, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us each week at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out.
You are my rose.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.